Yes. It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Yes, donkey of the day for Monday, August 12th, goes to police officers in Saluda County, South Carolina, for arresting Georgia Southern quarterback Shia Wirtz. Shia Wirtz has played two seasons at Georgia Southern. I think he'll be a junior. This is his junior season coming up. He gets busy on the football field. And we all know when you're a young college athlete, it's hard to keep your nose clean because you're under so much scrutiny. Everybody waiting for you to slip up, especially when you are black and play quarterback, all right? Trouble is easy to get into and hard to get out of. And a lot of these guys don't need any assistance getting into trouble. But police in Saluda County did just that when they arrested Shia Wirtz for cocaine possession. I can hear you out there right now saying, Charlamagne, if the young man had cocaine on him, then he deserves to go to jail. But that's the thing. He didn't have cocaine on him. Let's go to WJCL ABC 22 for the report, please.
Georgia Southern quarterback Shia Wirtz was pulled over, arrested, his vehicle searched the night of July 31st in Saluda County, South Carolina. Wirtz initially pulled over for speeding. However, the traffic stop quickly turned into a drug possession case when deputies allegedly noticed a white substance on the hood of Wirtz's Dodge Charger. Law enforcement on the scene tested the substance, and according to the police report, it tested positive for cocaine twice using field test kits. While being questioned, Wirtz pleading his case, saying it was bird poop.
What's the white stuff on the front of your hood, man?
Bird.
Bird.
Yeah.
That ain't bird.
I promise you that's bird doo doo.
Promise you it's not, though.
I swear to God that's bird doo doo.
I swear to God it's not, because I just tested it and that turned pink.
I swear to God that's bird doo doo.
That's not bird poop.
Was it bird poop? Not sure, but it certainly wasn't a controlled substance. As of now, the only charge Wirtz is facing is for speeding.
I have so many questions.
They should have dropped that ticket, too.
I have so many questions. First of all, why would these police officers think cocaine would be stuck to the hood of someone's car? Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but I know bird poop when I see bird poop, and I know cocaine when I see cocaine. Ain't no cocaine hardening and sticking to the hood of the car. Okay. Also, if the police tested the bird poop and the bird poop tested positive for cocaine twice, where in the hell are the birds getting yayo from? All right? Bird poop doesn't even look like cocaine. It's a few white substances you can mistake for cocaine. Sugar, salt, baking powder, but bird poop? And is there cocaine in bird poop? All right, you're going to have people rolling up dollar bills and sniffing bird poop off the hood of cars now to see if this white substance is indeed bird poop or cocaine. Now, the cocaine charges against Shia Wirtz have been dropped after police determined that there was no cocaine, but this isn't enough. Shia Wirtz should sue their asses off, and those police officers should be suspended for a year with no pay. Seriously, if you don't know the difference between bird poop and cocaine, then you aren't fit to be a cop, all right? In fact, as part of the suspension, they should be forced to taste cocaine and bird poop until they know the difference. You know how people put their fingers in cocaine and put it on their tongue to taste?
Mm-hmm.
They should be forced to do that with bird poop until they know the difference. All right?
What if the birds had some cocaine and then some of it was in their poop?
That's what I want to know.
Where they getting it from, though?
I've asked those questions 3-4 times during this donkey of the day. That's exactly right. My question. If there's cocaine in bird poop, then maybe y'all need to be sniffing bird poop. It's cheaper. All right? This guy Shy was held out of
luck.
This guy Shy was held out of the Eagles' first two practices while he awaited results from a university-administered drug test. Think about that. Think about how his life is being turned upside down. The man had to take a drug test because police mistook bird poop for cocaine. His reputation is being questioned because a lie goes all around the world before the truth is put on his shoes. And now that the truth is out, all the cops get is a oops, a my bad.
And he still got a speeding ticket.
He should have got the speeding ticket.
No, you got to drop that.
It's two different charges.
It's not.
Why?
It's all the same.
Two different charges.
You just pulled me over for cocaine, too, and said I did cocaine.
I pulled you over because you were speeding. Shut up.
But now I got the cocaine charge. You got to drop everything.
No, you drop the cocaine charge. You keep the speeding charge because that's what I pulled you over for.
Nope. Let it
go. Now, please give those cops in Saluda County, South Carolina, who arrested Shia Wirtz, the biggest E-haw.
You put me through all that. You can at least drop the speeding ticket now.
No, you were speeding. That's why I pulled you over. I pulled you over because you were speeding. I didn't pull you over because you were driving by. And I was like, oh, shoot, he got cocaine on his hood.
Now I got to. You try to charge me with cocaine. You messed my life up. You could drop the damn speeding ticket.
I think so.
Absolutely.
No.
Drop that damn ticket.
You dropped the cocaine charges.
Well, yeah, there shouldn't have been any.
He was speeding because he was trying to get the cocaine off his hood. I don't know.
Man,
drop all those charges.
No, you don't drop the speeding ticket.
Drop that ticket. All right.
But he should sue. Or they should settle with him, actually. Like, you know, he deserves a nice chunk of change from that
he missed two practices.
Police department.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.